Certainly happy to have you here today to engage in another study of God's Word. We're glad for the visitors that are here today. We have friends from Arkansas here today, as well as from Cincinnati and from this area as well. We appreciate you coming out and being with us to engage in this study of God's Word together once again. First thing I want to do is to look at the first chart here, and that is when a child is born. When a child is born, there is no spiritual concern. We understand when a child is born, there is no sin, and there is no need to do anything spiritually when a child is born to that child. That child is in a safe condition. We find over in Romans and in chapter 7 and in verse 9 what I would term probably the age of accountability passage in the Bible. A lot of people want to know about the age of accountability, but in Romans chapter 7 and verse 9 it says, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. So we draw a line here concerning the age of accountability. And understand here that there was a time before he was accountable, that being the Apostle Paul, that he was without law. There was no sin in his life at that time, and that he was alive. Let's see, a little picture of Ginger up there. I spent $4,000 on wedding photos, so I figure I'd put a couple of them. So a child is a toddler. And when a child is a toddler, there is no spiritual concern for that child. We understand that she's not in sin as of yet. There's no need for her to do anything in her life as of yet. And we understand in this situation that she is in a safe condition. Back to Romans chapter 7, verse 9, for I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Well, when a child starts to school, there is no real concern as of yet. We understand again here, there is no sin in Jackson's life as of yet. He just turned 7 years old yesterday, and no need for him to do anything spiritually at this time, because he is in a safe condition. But by the time a child graduates from high school, there is a real spiritual concern. It seems like at this point in time, there is sin in that young person's life, and there is a need to do something about that sin. And if you choose not to do something about that sin, then you find yourself in a lost condition. We see after he was accountable, it says concerning the Apostle Paul that the commandment came that sin revived and I died. The question is, at what point did he or she become accountable? This little girl over here to this big girl over here, at what point did he or she become accountable? And that's what we want to look at today. Somebody requested this sermon, so I'm going to preach this sermon today. And that is, how does one know when it's time for me to be baptized? That's the question. How does one know when it's time for me to be baptized? Well, the first thing we do, we see, first of all, there is no particular age. I've baptized a lot of folks here over the years, different ages. There didn't seem to be any set age as to when a person chose to be baptized into Christ. There was no certain birthday. When they finally reach that one birthday, then all of a sudden they're ready to be baptized in Christ. They don't find that. Don't find that in the Bible. No passage gives a specific age on when a person needs to be baptized into Christ. children, they mature at different rates, at different ages. I can remember when the girls here in this congregation, when I was a young fellow, when they were baptized into Christ, they were baptized around 1972. And the boys probably waited till 1975 or 76 before they were baptized. So people, they mature. People mature at different rates and different ages. Now, another thing we see here is when a person is guilty of sin. In Acts and in chapter 2 and in verse 38, Acts chapter 2 and in verse 38, says in Acts 2 and in verse 38, Peter said unto them, repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Some of the older versions talks about the remission of your sins, the idea of forgiveness, the idea of pardon, the idea that is if you had never committed sin before, you were going to be like that again. Your sins were going to be forgiven. We understand as well that sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 talks about your sins separating you from God now. But not only now, but we understand as well that our sin can separate us from God eternally. Not only now, but eternally as well. So we understand there's something that we need to do about this situation. I don't want anybody to leave here today that's of the age of accountability to where they know right from wrong and not make a decision on being baptized in Christ. We want this from you today, if you need to make that decision. Do you know what sin is? In 1 John and in chapter 3 and in verse 4, 1 John and in chapter 3 and in verse 4, 1 John chapter 3 and in verse 4, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Well, some simple questions here. Do you know that you're guilty of sin? Can you identify a sin in your life? Do you think that you are in a lost condition? Are you old enough to lie? Are you old enough to steal? Are you old enough to cheat? Are you old enough to lust? Are you old enough to curse? We ask some simple questions about Jesus. Do we understand Jesus? Do we have a general understanding of who Jesus is? Over in Matthew and in chapter 1 and in verse 23, do you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin? In Matthew chapter 1 and in verse 23 it says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Do you believe that Jesus is born of a virgin? Yes, I believe. Yeah. I believe that Jesus is born of a virgin. Do you believe that Jesus lived a sinless life? Over in Hebrews and in chapter 4 and in verse 15. Over chapter 4 and in verse 15. It says in verse 15 there, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Do you believe that Jesus committed no sin? Yes, I believe. I believe that. I believe that Jesus is born of a virgin. I believe that Jesus did not commit any sin. Do you believe Jesus is Messiah? Over the woman at the well in John and in chapter 4. In John chapter 4 and in verses 24 and 25. John chapter 4 in verses 24 and 25. It says in verse 24, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. Do you believe Jesus is the Messiah? Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that Jesus is the Messiah. I believe he's born of a virgin. I believe he lived a sinless life. I believe that he is the Messiah. Do you believe he's the Son of God? Over in Romans and in chapter 1 and in verse 4. Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4. It says in verse 4 there, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ the Lord. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes, I do. I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus died for our sins? Over in the latter part of the book of Corinthians and in chapter 15, and in verses 1 through 4, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, it says, now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, in which you also stand, by which you are also saved, if you hold fast the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as first importance of that which I also received, that Jesus Christ, or Christ, died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for our sin? Yes. I do believe that. I do believe that Jesus died for our sin. How about this? Do you believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? In Acts and in chapter 2, back on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, and in verse 24, Acts 2 and in verse 24. It says in verse 24, but God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. And down to verse 32 it says, this Jesus God raised up again, to which we are also witnesses. Do you believe that Jesus raised from the dead? Yes, I do. I do believe that. I believe all these things. I believe Jesus was born of a virgin. I believe he lived a sinless life. I believe that he is the Messiah. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe that he died for our sins. I believe that he was raised from the dead. Yes, I believe all those things. Do you believe that? When we understand what we must do. Can you explain? Maybe the different steps of salvation. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Over in John and in chapter 8 and in verse 24, John chapter 8 and in verse 24, John 8 and in verse 24, it says, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. You gotta hear the gospel. You gotta believe. You have to repent of your sins, as we just talked about in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 38. Over in Romans and in chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 and in verses 9 and 10, Romans 10 verses 9 and 10, it says, that if you confess with the mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And then, do you believe? Do you believe that you need to be baptized in water? Well, over in Mark chapter 16, and in verse 16, turn over there. It says, for he who believes and has been baptized shall be saved. He who is disbelieved shall be condemned. Do you believe that? The question is not, can you write a one-page report on each of these things? But do you understand it? Do you understand it enough to obey it? And do you understand it enough maybe to explain it to other people? This is serious business about what we're talking about this morning. Because it has to deal with my soul. It has to do with your soul. There's no reason in the world, ladies and gentlemen, for you to leave today without being baptized into Christ. If you haven't been, you need to be. We understand that. Your relationship with God. Your relationship with God right now, if there's sin in your life, you've been separated from God. You don't want that. We sing a song sometimes. Normally, a lot of times when we see the title on a song, we really don't think about the song a lot of times because we sing it so much. But the song is a question. And the question is it for me, dear Savior? Is it for me, dear Savior? And the question, is it for me, dear Savior, is about heaven. Do you want heaven? Is it for me? And the answer should be, yes, heaven is for me. That's what I want. That's what I want in this life. So in order for heaven to be what I desire, I have to have a relationship with God. And the only way that I'm going to have a relationship with God is if I am baptized into Christ. The only way. Now, obeying the Lord? Going to heaven? Are you seriously thinking about these things? About whether you're going to go to heaven when you die? Do you think right now? Do you think right now that you are in a lost condition? In John chapter 8 and in verse 21. John chapter 8 and in verse 21. It says, and he said again to them, I will go away and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. The reason for that would be that a person would be in a lost condition. This is the only thing. We talked about in Bible class this morning about things you can't control. You can't control the weather. You can't control your health. You can't control your age. You can't control anything. The only thing that you can control in your life is your destiny as to where you're going to spend eternity. That's the only thing you can control. And it's the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to think about. The question is, are we going to do something about that? If you are seriously thinking, it's a good sign that you're getting close to that point, or you've reached that point that you need to be baptized into Christ. Question R this morning, are you ready? Are you ready to accept that responsibility? Being a Christian is a very serious business. It's not to be taken lightly. More important than school, it certainly is more important than marriage. There are times where you have to make a decision on doing what is right. And many people have had to do that before. When we are baptized, we make a change. We walk in the newness of life. We strive to please God. If you're old enough to be baptized, you're old enough to live Christian life, you're old enough to say no to things that Christians cannot do, you're old enough to act like a Christian during a worship service, you're old enough to engage in the worship service yourself, maybe to pay attention, not only to the songs you like and the songs you don't like, but to pay attention to the words of the song, about speaking, encouraging one another all the more. To listen to the sermon, to follow the words of men that are praying from week to week, to think about the sacrifice of Christ during the Lord's Supper. Now, am I ready to accept that responsibility? Hopefully it's been a very logical lesson for you today. I didn't want anybody to be confused with it. That's what I usually try to do, is preach logic. Is it time for you? You ask the question, is there sin in my life? If there's sin in your life, it's time for you. Do you understand about Jesus? Yes, I understand about it. It's time for you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes, I do. It's time for you to be baptized. Have you repented of your sins? You want to make a change in your life? If you have, it's time for you. Are you seriously thinking about your soul today? If you are, it's time for you. And if you're ready for the responsibility of truly being a Christian, that it's time for you. Ask yourself, do I desire to be baptized into Christ? Let everyone know of your desire. We ask you one question. Whether you come forward here, whether it's at midnight, whether it's in the back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whether it's me or one of the other elders or somebody else here, they will ask you one question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And if you answer in the affirmative, yes, I do, you'll be baptized into Christ. Someone will assist you getting ready. That water, I stuck my hand in it a minute ago. It's warm right now. There's clothes in the back. Everything is prepared for you to be baptized into Christ today. The question is, are you ready? Not when are you ready, because there's people here today that have reached the age of accountability, that know right from wrong. The question is, are you ready to be baptized into Christ? Whatever your need may be, come right now while together we stand and we sing.